My mother took a tissue sample from me before I was taken away. She made me all over again. The same daughter, but better, purer.
That explains why you look younger, the woman said. She glanced at her companion, who seemed incapable of speech. My name is Satil Shan. What do you mean, purer?
The fluid I'm breathing suppresses my force abilities. There's something in it. A metal, I think, or an extract from something that feeds on metal. It keeps me safe.
Safe?
Now the other Cynthia spoke.
Dead, more like it.
The sneer on her own face, beautiful, she was pleased to see, with the addition of a couple more years, was simply horrid to behold.
See,
her mother whispered.
She thinks you're a monster. Call the droids now. She must be stopped.
No,
Cynthia said.
Let me talk to her first. I want to know what happened to her. I want to know why she's here.
She's come to destroy everything. That's what they do. They take and they destroy. They will show you no kindness, just as they showed none to her.
I told you, be quiet, Mother. Besides, I don't trust the droids anymore. You know why.
That did the trick. The eddying swirls of the fluid around her grew quieter.
Have you lived here all your life?
The woman called Satil Shan asked.
Yes. I can access all the complex's cams. Much of it's automated, you know. The droids are my eyes and ears.
You control them?
If I want to,
she said, although she was less sure of that now than she had been.
So, you're responsible for what's happening out there?
Asked the other Cynthia.
To be honest,
she said,
I don't know what's going on out there. They do seem rather busy, though. They're designed to protect me, and the definition of protect is a bit vague. I guess at the moment that means not telling me stuff. Whatever they're up to, I'm sure they mean well.
You should take a look, Cynthia, said Satil Shan. The hexes are killing people.
Are you sure?
Positive.
They would only do that if they were attacked. Why did you attack them?
They are a threat to the entire galaxy.
I don't believe you,
she said. The thought was entirely too preposterous.
You're just trying to distract me. This is a momentous day. The two Cynthias finally meet. I've been waiting for this, well, ever since I was born. At last, we are together. I want to hear everything about your life. I want to know if we like the same things, think the same thoughts.
I'm not you, said the older version of herself. My name is Eldon Axe.
Don't say that.
I'll say whatever I like. You're a freak. Mistake. I should kill you now just for existing.
The other Cynthia produced a glowing red sword and held it up between them.
See?
Hissed her mother.
She will do you great harm if you let her. Perhaps even kill you.
Don't be cruel,
said Cynthia to both her mother and her twin.
It doesn't have to be this way.
She's right,
said Satil Shan, putting a hand on the other Cynthia's arm.
Don't act rashly.
Yes.
The red blade came down.
We need to know what she knows about the